From the News Center, a news focus.
Penn State University has made its first update of the bee checklist in Pennsylvania. Shelby Kilpatrick is with the entomology department.
The updated checklist of bees of Pennsylvania was started with the intention of creating a list of all of the species known in the state, and this was to provide a baseline for further research on ecology and bee conservation across Pennsylvania. We knew that the previous checklist had been published by two other authors who did a lot of their work through the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture. They had reviewed about 13,000 bee specimens in 20 different insect collections.
Kilpatrick says new collection and observation data has come in.
Through places such as Bug Guide and iNaturalist, where people can upload photos of things that they would like identified. Using that new data, as well as addressing some changes in different bee species classification that has occurred within the past decade, we were able to update the checklist. A lot of the checklist data comes from studies that are being done as part of Penn State or other research groups. We also pulled data from basically community science resources.
New technology has also played a role.
So there's two websites. One of those is bugguide.net that people can upload and identify things on. And then there's also iNaturalist.
Kilpatrick talks about bee families.
We have six different families of bees here in North America. Unfortunately, it's rather hard to describe some of what makes each of these families unique. It's usually easier to talk about bee biodiversity at a genus level.
Kilpatrick talks about some of the identifiers used.
The length of the tongue. We look at the number of cells that are on the wings. Sometimes size can be really important.
A total of 437 bee species were found in the state, including 49 never before detected. I'm Tori Gates.